let's forget about it.
CFW.
105.7
CFW. Remember this one? 80s, 90s, and more. We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW. For you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere. CFW.
We'll be right back.
Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. '90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing song. I heard he sang a good song.
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Brother Bellas in the back, sweet singers in the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
Ooh, baby.
Stuck around TV news and cameras, there's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Bella yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest, hey. By the rights, how bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre.
get to know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Apparently sensing an existential threat to their power, Idaho GOP leaders are pulling every lever to defeat an open primaries and ranked choice voting citizen initiative. The measure would allow over 275,000 independent voters to have their voices heard in primaries and offer more choices to voters. Proposition 1 would repeal a 2023 law prohibiting ranked choice voting in Idaho, establish a top 4 open primary system, and use ranked choice voting to ensure the winner among the four candidates receives a 50% plus 1 majority. Over 97,000 qualifying signatures were delivered in July. Since then, the state attorney general filed a suit to invalidate the signatures, claiming they misrepresented the proposition to voters. That suit was dismissed. Then, Secretary of State Phil McCrane quoted a scare tactic cost of $25 to $40 million to implement ranked choice voting, citing the replacement of the state's ballot tabulators. Idahoans for Open Primaries cites the state of Maine's implementation for less than $500,000. Governor Brad Little publicly opposed it September 27th. Then October 1st, Republican House Speaker Mike Moyle told the Idaho Capital Sun that the legislature would likely amend or repeal the measure if voters approved it. Six other states, plus D.C., vote on similar measures in November. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number 2 ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz is in Wisconsin today. Walz will appear at an event in Eau Claire before traveling to Green Bay. For his Eau Claire visit, the Harris-Walz campaign said that Walz will speak directly to voters. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin Thursday with stops in La Crosse, Milwaukee, and Green Bay. No details have been announced about any of those stops coming up on Thursday. The November election is 3 weeks from tomorrow. Western Wisconsin farmers are trying to give away tens of thousands of chickens after an Iowa poultry company's bankruptcy filing was dismissed by a court. Four Western Wisconsin farms, as well as locations in Minnesota and Iowa, were left on the hook for feeding chickens without any money arriving to help them out. One farm posted that they would personally be losing over $100,000. In Iowa, an emergency order was issued to help out farmers, but so far, no such action has been taken in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, frosty in the low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
CFW. Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
Just watch
105.7 CFW.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. No silent prayer for faith departed.
It's my life, it's now or never. I ain't gonna live for it.
80s, 90s, and more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like a world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love. Keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change this lonely life. Like love has finally found me. In my life, there's been heartache.